Over the last few years, there has been a lot of talk from the press about the EV revolution. The work van segment has seen several clever and practical all-electric vans appear as choices for buyers. And it's in this segment that the EV choice may just prove practical and popular. Last year, we saw the introduction of two smaller inner-city-style delivery vans, Peugeot e-Partner, as well as the Renault Kangoo e-Tech. Both of these are smaller-style vans with a range of around 250 to 280 kilometres. This is ideal if we are using the vans for local runs and can have a base charge system during the day or night. Moving up from that, the Chinese have taken a stance with the LDV eDeliver 9 and now the LDV eDeliver 7. Both are mid to large electric vans that don't compromise cargo capacity. The Renault Master E-Tech Electric, Ford E-Transit Long Wheelbase and the Mercedes-Benz eVito Panel Van are larger commercial vans with reasonable range. All up, the commercial work vans are fertile ground for electric vehicles and we'll see more of them in this coming year. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
Staying up to date with everything happening in the world of EVs is really easy. ecocarguide.com.au. Head to EcoCarGuide today for a road test of Australia's most popular hybrid, the Toyota Camry. Speaking of the Camry, there's big changes afoot for the model in 2024. Read all about it on EcoCarGuide. And check out the very cool Munro Series 4x4, an amazing vehicle. ecocarguide.com.au.